For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, the Passover has been a special holiday which is observed to help us remember how God saves God's people and God frees God's people. And that's why Jesus' disciples said to him one day, "Where would you like us to prepare the Passover meal?" And that's why Jesus had his answer all ready. He said to them, "I want you to go into the city and look for a man whose name I'm going to give you. And when you find him, you should say, 'The teacher wants you to know the time is near. I will be at your house to keep Passover with my disciples.'" And so the disciples went to the city, found the man, brought the message, and he showed them the room that they would be able to use when they gathered. And the disciples bought the food at the market, and they brought it back, and they cooked it and prepared it. They swept the floor. They set the table. And when evening came, Jesus and the 12 gathered around the table together. While they were eating, Jesus started to look kind of sad. And he said, "One of you is going to betray me." Suddenly everybody was shocked. "What? Not me. Not possible. That couldn't happen." Jesus said, "Yes, one of you who's sitting here at this table and eating this food with me is going to betray me." A little while later, Jesus took some bread from the table and gave thanks to God and broke the bread and said, "Take this and eat. This is my body." In the same way, he also took from the table a cup, and he asked God's blessing upon it, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my life poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." He said, "This represents God's new promise." And he said, "You probably should know that I'm not going to drink from the fruit of the vine again until I drink it new with you in the kingdom of heaven." When they finished eating, Jesus and the disciples sang the Passover song, and then they left the house, and they went to the Mount of Olives. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold. Gavin and Angelina, you want to hold hands? Dear Jesus, you ate bread just like we do. You had friends just like we do. You celebrated holidays just like we do. You are one of us, and yet somehow beyond us. So we ask that you help us to receive your gifts, even if we don't always understand them. Amen.